isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but dabble in podiatry and possess a passion for the music popular back when my parents would watch the bygone TV western, Sugarfoot. With 26 bones, 33 joints, and more than 100 tendons, muscles, and ligaments, Da Vinci proclaimed them a masterpiece of engineering and a work of art, while an otherwise invulnerable Achilles found they concealed a fatal weakness. We perhaps give more money to corporate cord wainers to adorn them than any other body part, and they are the focus of one of the more prevalent sexual fetishes. Much to the chagrin of a metric-adoring planet, they are the only body part we still use as a unit of measurement in the good old U.S., and they've certainly spawned a boon of affirmation and inspirational mantras in society. But in rock and rhythm, well before there was soul music, there was a different kind of soul music artists like to kick their heels up to. On this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's jump in feet first into the world of sonic podophilia as we kick off our shoes and go toe-to-toe with Skip Cody, Oscar Wills, The Flares, Janis Martin, Hal Page and his Blues Boys, The Syndicate, Oscar McLally and the Honey Jumpers, Robert Parker, and Buddy Holly.
I do wish you wouldn't stand around in the dark.
Feet hurt?
As a matter of fact, they do.
Not from running.
Skip Cody was an Indianapolis-based rockabilly artist for whom indigenous microlabel Jet tried hard to break. Jet had so much faith in one particular Cody tune, they foot the bill to have him record and release a second version. The 1958 remake was not only an improvement in recording quality, but it upped the pace and featured backing vocals from the Singing Kellys. Feet's Too Big.
Knock, 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 you know, lady. Dance, dance.
Big.
Following in the footsteps of Skip Cody, Oscar Wills cut a 1957 tune for microlabel Cliff under the pseudonym TB Slim. Chess Records caught on to the tune and released it on their Checker imprint. Chess got itchy feet, however, and had Wills quickly recut the tune at Cosimo Matassa's New Orleans studio with its renowned house band, and then released it in parallel with the Checker single on yet another Chess imprint, Argo, this time under Oscar's real name, Flatfoot Sam.
Flatfoot Sam bought an automobile, no money down, just a real good deal. Didn't want to work, just ride around town. Finance company put his feet on the ground. Old Flatfoot Sam, he always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam stole a $10 bill. He told the judge he did it for a thrill. He got 6 days, spend it fine. He thanked the judge for being so kind. Old Flatfoot Sam, he always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam got him a job. Very same day, the place got robbed. Cats got away, they couldn't be found. They take it old Sam and they carried him down. Old Flatfoot Sam, he always in a jam. Sam playing a chuck-a-luck game. Dice got switched, Sam got the blame. He pulled a gun, shot out the light. Everybody hollered, run for your life. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam went on a spree, mad a good way, 603. Spent all his money, sold all his land. Next thing she did, she got another man. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam.
With a history too complicated to retread over the air, the Flares began recording in 1953 for the modern label imprint they were named for, Flare. In 1961, after 7 years of personnel and label changes, even a subtle name change by swapping an I for an E in Flair, the Flares regained their footing at the Felstead label and scored their one and only hit, Foot Stomping Part 1.
Everybody young and old, learn how to rock and roll. Even just the other
Once upon a time, there was a wicked scientist. His name was Dr. Goldfoot. This wicked scientist made girls.
It's easy to dismiss Janis Martin's musical collapse on gender bias after being dropped by RCA for her secret elopement and subsequent patter of tiny feet. Although that certainly played a part, recording rockabilly at a time when the Nashville establishment didn't take too kindly to its bastard byproduct didn't help, and more so in New York City, where Janis split her studio time in which she noted that sessions were often impersonal and deprecating. But perhaps this 1956 New York City exception, Barefoot Baby.
Cause his feet won't fit in his blue suede shoes. Oh, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, he's my shoes. Barefoot baby, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, love him so, don't mean maybe. Got no leather for his feet, but my barefoot baby is oh so sweet. He can wiggle his hips and wiggle his nose, but the gals go crazy when he wiggles his toes. Oh, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, he's my shoes. Barefoot baby, barefoot baby, barefoot baby, love him so, don't mean maybe. Got no leather for his feet, but my barefoot baby is oh so sweet. He's a real cool cat with his crew cut hair.
Your wife's a Bigfoot, isn't she, Gus? Your wife is a Bigfoot, isn't she?
30 years before comedian Eddie Murphy posited that his Aunt Bunny was a Bigfoot, plank spanker Hal Page had his own Bigfoot. Other than a handful of singles for a handful of labels, little details exist on the New York-based Page. But as I listen to this 1953 novelty cut for Atlantic, I wonder if Page was raised in the Big Easy because his 88s have Rampart Street all over them. Bigfoot May.
Bigfoot May, where everything's all right, going out for fuss and fight. Well, I'm going back to Bigfoot May. If I spend all my money, she never have nothing to say. If I spend all my money, she never have nothing to say. Well, she never have nothing to say. She brings me all her pay. Well, I'm going back to Bigfoot May. Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
she cooks and washes and irons and scrubs my floor. Well, she cooks, washes, irons and scrubs my floor. Well, she washes, irons and scrubs my floor. My man couldn't ask for more. That's why I'm going back to Bigfoot Maid.
In between Buddy Holly's first and second feudal Nashville sessions for Decca in 1956, he put his foot through the door of Norm Petty's studios, which is where the predominance of Holly's work would invariably be recorded. Most of the songs from the session were released posthumously in 1963, but featured overdubs by Petty's post-Holly project, The Fireballs. Whereas the undubbed recordings would not be released for another 20 years. I'm gonna set my foot down.
Well, hell, you say your mind, but baby, you don't show it. You better fly right, cause before you know it, I'm going to set my foot right. Don't stop your strut, baby, till you say you're through. I'm gonna turn you around and put you upside down. If that don't stop your running around, I'm going to set my foot right down. Stop you strutting, baby, till you say you're through. Hey! Oh, well, you tell me this and you tell me that. How come your dog bites me instead of that of the cat? I'm going to set my foot right down. Stop you strut, baby, till you say you're through. Well, you say your mind, but baby, you don't show it. You better fly right, cause before you know it, I'm going to set my foot right down on you. I won't stop you strut, baby, till you say you're through. Down. If I don't stop, you're slipping around. I'm going to set my foot right down on the hey, 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 hey. Don't stop you strutting, baby, till you say you're through. Oh, well, you tell me this and you tell me that. How come your dog bites me instead of that of the cat? I'm going to set my foot right down on the you. Don't stop you strutting, baby, till you say you're through.
For Shouter, Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers, their Footloose brand of jump blues had all the makings of a hit-generating act. But like the Traineers, they are remembered more for their regional popularity than as prolific shellac shufflers. Let's curl some toes with 1954's Wiggle Toe.
I lost the end of my shoe.
The end of a shoe ain't important.
Well, this one is. I think it had my toes in it.
Wiggle toe, here we go, wiggle toe, wiggle toe.
Well, set yourself, brother, it's gonna knock you out. Swing your little partner, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you shuffle to the left, now you shuffle to the right. Doing all right.
Wiggle toe, wiggle toe. Here we go, here we go. Wiggle toe, wiggle toe.
Place on the floor.
Channeling the power of the Sonics, the obscure LA-based quintet The Syndicate delivered a mere two singles, one for Dot and the other for the Dory label, from which this 1965 garage rock classic sets foot. My Baby's Barefoot.
And maybe he'll treat you just like a... Yeah, you're good. Cause I treat you good, baby. And you didn't love me. Yeah, you didn't love me. I don't love you either. I don't love you at all, man. Yeah, baby. My baby's barefoot, yeah, taking all over my barefoot. Gonna walk all by my barefoot. Yeah, you look good, barefoot, baby.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and William Scholl. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters.com, that's two T's in jet, to learn more about the review. Honker Robert Parker was renowned in New Orleans for his sax work. He's the cat playing the solo in Flatfoot Sam heard earlier. Turned out he could sing and compose too. But perusing Parker's singles, one posits he may have had a foot fetish. Happy Feet, Tiptoe, and this monster hit from 1965 featuring George Davis on guitar, Barefootin'.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her high sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. Hey, little girl with your red dress on, I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'.
Sue. If I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John I study stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. It was barefooting. It was barefooting. It was barefooting.